Welcome back to The Upswing, a Monday market update with Dave Spanos, CEO of Annex Wealth Management and host of Money Talk. Dave, happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you. You'll recall 4 years ago today is when COVID was announced as a pandemic. 4 years ago. Seems like longer, actually.
Yeah, it does. In some ways, it seems like much longer. In some ways, it seems like it was just yesterday. And I guess That's just how life is, right?
I guess so.
So I saw something over the weekend, Dave, that millennials, obviously a lot of financial challenges in millennial life, you know, between dot-com bubble and financial crisis and whatnot. But U.S. millennials are now set to inherit more than $90 trillion in assets over the next two decades. And I wanted to get your perspective on that, what impact that will have, not only on the economy, but what impact could that have on the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's a great question. So that, you know, that transfer of wealth really from mostly the baby boomers to their kids are really going to have this generational shift, because it will make them the richest generation in history. And of course, with that, as Biggie Smalls once said, more money, more problems, right? So you look at a lot of that information and go, what are you going to do with it as you get this transition of wealth? How do you accept it? Do you accept it during the life? Do you accept it, you know, at their death? And how, when you accept it, what is the taxation? And what I mean by that is there's complexities that are going to come along with it, not only responsibilities, but complexities that come along with this transfer of wealth. And what do they do with it tax-wise, estate-wise, investment-wise? That's where it's going to get complicated. And so the reason why we look at those things and go, all right, what do we do with that? We go through these conversations and say, all right, now that you have it, what are your intentions? You know, a lot of times we're having these conversations with younger folks, and, you know, in some of these social causes come up in their conversations that's what they want to do.
So in terms of, you know, on the parents and on the kids, how are those discussions? How do you see those discussions coming through, and, you know, what advice can parents give to the kids? Like, hey, you're about to inherit some money. Mm-hmm. Here's the responsibility put upon you.
That's exactly right. So, you know, what we try to do is engage the kids in the conversation, and so they don't just wake up one day and, you know, you see these commercials where they go, the cat gets this and the dog gets this and the kids get this other asset, right? Is we engage them so they know what's coming, they know what the parents intended to do. And a lot of times we do a lot of that work in the front end. And so that could mean setting up trust. That could mean going through and finding out what the parents want and what the kids want to do with that asset. But often it's real estate. You know, when they transfer over real estate, perhaps the kid doesn't want a house in Naples, for example, or the house up north where they have to have the upkeep and pull the piers out and so forth. So we have these conversations that go, if you inherit this asset, especially real estate, what do you do with it? And that's where all of these complexities come in. So we sit it all down, we sit everybody down, and we go through and say, this is the asset. Let's look at the asset list. What do you want to do with that? And then talk about the taxation, the estate tax work, the estate trust work, and then the investments, and say, do you want to continue to hold this asset? And there's things that you can do, because do you sell it at death? You sell it before death, in a trust or outside of a trust? And everyone has got to get their feelings and their assets in line with all of those things.
Mm-hmm. What implication could it have on the housing market?
Yeah, it could. So you can see that, you know, right now there's a shortage of housing, as we all know. And
right.
So a lot of these houses, you know, could be, you know, McMansions in the suburbs, and the kids may not want that. They may want to be in the city, or they don't want to move. They've set up, the grandchildren are going to school somewhere. They may not want that. So we're starting to see right now this transfer of wealth is going to have a dramatic effect on the economy. But I will have to say this is, you know, we deal with clients that have assets. You're going to see this generational divide, and this wealth transfer this divide between assets and wealth, the people who have wealth and don't, who don't, that is going to continue to expand.
Very good. All right. I appreciate your time, and enjoy the rest of your day, Dave.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.